We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
Well, today we're speaking live to all of our campuses online and to our Wave Church family worldwide. And I actually have a message for us today that I know is going to speak to us and challenge us and, again, motivate us to keep our focus on Christ. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles, if you have your Bible, to Luke chapter 8 and verse 22. And we're going to read from the NIV from verse 22 to 25. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got in the boat and they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. I don't know about you, but I would rather at least have Jesus asleep in my boat than not have him in my boat at all. And it says, and a squall came down so that the boat was being swamped. In other words, a storm. And they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him up. "Master, Master, we're going to drown." And he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided. Now, remember last week, Paul couldn't stop that storm, but in this one, Jesus rebukes the storm and the whole storm stops. And listen to what Jesus said now. And all was calm. And it says, "Where is your faith?" Jesus asked them. And the Bible says his disciples, in fear and in amazement, asked one another, "Who is this man? Who is he that he commands even the wind and the water and they obey him?" So I just thinking about a time when I was flying from Rome, Italy, back to Washington, D.C. And I remember being on that airplane, and it was a long time ago now, and I was flying with someone else that was traveling with me, a young Bible college student, and we actually had tornadoes all off the East Coast, which is kind of rare for tornadoes to make its way this far across the country. But on this particular day, that was the case. And we were literally circling for hours. It's probably only a 7, maybe 8 hour flight. Depends which way you're going. I think 6 hours one way, 8 the other. And I remember we were up there for several more hours, a couple of more hours, and everybody had to be seated. Everybody had to have their seatbelts on. And literally passengers were screaming. The airline staff were terrified. And I can honestly tell you, I sat on that plane and thought to myself, everybody on this plane should thank God I'm on this plane. I actually believe I've got unfulfilled destiny. I believe that God, the Bible says, without a vision, people perish. And I'm looking at this storm and they are accusing Jesus of not caring. And look what the Bible says here. Jesus asked the disciples, "Where is your faith?" And I believe, in light of what we're facing right now in COVID-19, I believe that's a good question for you and I to answer that question. Where is your faith? Jesus said, "Let's go over to the other side." And of course, we know on the other side, Jesus knew where he was going. There was a man who was possessed by many demons, whose name was Legion. His name wasn't Legion, but the amount of demons that possessed this man identified themselves as Legion. But the Bible says, as Legion, it says, "Where is your faith?" And Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side." And let's act, he didn't tell them about Legion. He just said, "Let's go to the other side." So they acted on the words of Jesus and they launched out. They've done this before. This is not unfamiliar territory. This is not even uncharted waters. And they're on their way. They weren't expecting any interruptions. And Jesus goes to sleep. I actually wonder if he did that deliberately. The storm, the Bible says, was like a whirlwind starting at the bottom. It says in other translations, it was devastating, dangerous. The boat was being filled rapidly with water. Actually, if you look this up in the book of Mark, it's hilarious. They actually woke him up and say, "Master, Master, don't you care?" I mean, they've been with Jesus now long enough to know he cares, but so powerful was this storm, they actually said, "Jesus, don't you care?" Have you ever accused God of not caring in the middle of your storm, in the middle of your trial, in the middle of your adversity? And even right now, I'm looking at sometimes even the media kind of laughing at believers who acknowledge their faith in God and their trust in God in this season. And so look what we see here. The first thing we see here is this amazing outburst. And I just want to say it again. Adversity introduces you to yourself. I heard someone say years ago, and I've never forgotten it, never waste a crisis. Take a time to look and reflect and listen to what the word says. It says, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In a moment of panic, in a moment of fear or shock, we blurt out what's really in us. When our defenses are down, our mouth speaks out what's really inside of us. And so I want to encourage you and I in this season that we're in. Let's actually understand and never waste anything that's happening in life. And what is God trying to teach you? What is God trying to teach me? You heard someone say, this always happens to me. I always get the long line well, you just might get a long line nowadays in a supermarket, in a grocery store. But, you know, I always get cut off and this always happens to me. Can I just say to you, those words are locating something in you when the defenses are down. But look what Jesus does. We find out what's in the disciples out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. But Jesus, the Bible says, they woke him up. I'm not a morning person. I do not like getting up in the morning. I get up. I've disciplined myself. I've learned what it is to do that. But I'm not that guy that if you want me praying my most powerful prayers, it's not right when you wake me up. So the worst time I think to pray is when you're woken out of a deep sleep. What kind of sleep was this? That Jesus actually fell asleep in this kind of a storm. And the Bible says he speaks peace and he rebukes the storm. So the first thing we see is an outburst from the disciples. They're locating themselves with their words. But the second thing is Jesus takes authority over this. And I want to encourage you now in the middle of what's happening right now in this season, COVID-19. Don't be so well-versed on what's happening around the country and so updated with everything that's happening that you've actually lost sight of taking authority over what's happening in their world. Let's be people who do what Jesus says. It says he rebuked the storm. You can't rebuke impersonal, inanimate things. And so there's something more going on behind the scenes. The word rebuke means he assessed the nature of it. He passed judgment on it. He censored it. And Jesus identified on the back of that storm, satanic activity. And when he rebuked the storm, he censored it. He assessed the nature of it. He passed judgment on it. And the storm had to obey because the devil was on the back of that storm. And the storm sat down because Jesus knew he was going to the other side to pray for a man to be set free who was demon-possessed by many demons. The devil knew Jesus was coming. The poor old disciples, they got no idea. And so here, I want to encourage you that sometimes something comes out of nowhere, a storm, and we actually maybe in our marriage and maybe in our finances and maybe in our health and we can actually spend all that time trying to deal with it with flesh and blood. But sometimes we got to rebuke. We got to censor what's really on the back of this storm. And I love this thought here. Jesus identified satanic activity on the back of the storm. He knew he was going to the other side. The storm popped out of nowhere. Where did it come from? Then the Bible says Jesus with Peter's mother-in-law rebuked a fever that she was sick and was almost about to die. And the fever left her. What did he do? He assessed the nature of it. You know, Jesus rebuked demons. And you can't rebuke something that's impersonal, inanimate. And so I want to encourage you, we can take authority over everything that's happening right now in our lives. And then the third thing that Jesus had to do was he had to deal with the biggest storm of them all. And that was the storm of actually not was on the lake, but the storm of where their faith was. Notice Jesus didn't say, why don't you have any faith? Why didn't he say, you have little faith? Matter of fact, they had great faith. We heard them speak their faith. Master, Master, don't you care? we're going to drown. And I want to encourage you and I to understand the application of this, because on the other side of this message, I'm going to talk to you about not only just, he didn't just say, where is your faith, but I want to show you where you should place your faith. Here, let me tell you where their faith was. Their faith was in the storm. We heard them speak it. Master, Master, we're going to drown. They believed this was going to be the end of them. They spoke it out. Adversity introduces you to yourself. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. They woke Jesus up. This is it. We're going down. But Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. Jesus knew where he was going. He went to sleep to give them the opportunity. Where is your faith? In other words, Jesus is saying, you could have done this. You could have taken authority. He was actually giving them a chance to rise up. And I want to come back on the other side of this message, and I want to show you where I believe our faith should be, and I can't wait to teach it. It's going to be awesome. So right now, we're going to have a quick testimony. You're going to love this, and then we're going to come back. Whatever you do, don't go away. Stay with us. I'm going to show you there's basically two places we're supposed to keep our faith. I look forward to seeing you in just a moment.
My name is Melissa Bird, and I was in a community group that read a book by Christine Kane. And it was just amazing, the things that happened during that time. We met weekly, and I just met some amazing women who were at various stages of their life, you know, many my age, some younger. And it was just a neat opportunity to come together with a diverse group of women who are living life and doing what they can do to survive sometimes or to thrive and just move forward in just an amazing way. The whole time, every week that we were together, women shared their hearts in such a way that you couldn't help but have your faith built and restored if you needed it restored. We heard stories of women who, as they began to open up and just really peel back some layers, they would tell the stories of some difficulties they'd been through. And what was so cool is how God just wove this tapestry of people together who could lift each other up because they'd been there and they're living it, and just to come together and just really restore their faith and let them know that there is hope. You should join a community group because it does give you that opportunity to meet people, new people that you might not ordinarily think you have anything in common with. Because when you get down to the nitty gritty, we all have something in common, even on the smallest level. But the opportunity to come together and become more close in a relationship, it just gives you that chance to know that you're not alone in this world. And so being a part of a community group really reinforces that relationship is necessary and important.
What an amazing testimony that is, just the importance of community groups. So we talked so far about this great story of Jesus going to the other side. He said to the disciples, let's go over to the other side. And they woke him up and said, Jesus, we're going down. And Jesus said, where is your faith? He wasn't saying you don't have it. He was saying it was misguided. Oh, they had faith. They spoke it out real loud. This is it. I knew this was going to happen. Job put it this way. That which I feared the most came unto me. That which I greatly feared came upon me. Can I tell you, we got to learn how to take authority over what's happening in the atmosphere. We got to learn how to take authority over what we're hearing and make sure we've got the Word of God. Let me show you where I believe they should have placed their faith. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. It says, for he himself said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Because he has said, we can say. I want to tell you, we can say whatever the Lord says. You can't put words in God's mouth, but you sure can say whatever he has said, you can say. Matter of fact, their faith was in the storm rather than anchored on the words of Jesus. Listen what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, watch this now, according to what is written, I love this, I believed and therefore I spoke. And it says, we also believe and therefore speak. We have to make sure that before we speak, we know what we believe. And I want to encourage you. The other way that this question could have been asked is, where do you keep your faith? And I love this because I want to show you two places that I believe the Bible teaches us when Jesus asks, where is your faith? Where should your faith be? Look at this. Come here. This is good. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8 and verse 9 and verse 10. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you. By the way, this is taken straight out of Deuteronomy. The word is near you. It is in your watch, mouth, and it is in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. Listen to the words now. If you declare with your, I'm giving you a chance. Come on, I know you're at home or however you're watching, but he says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, listen to that, that God raised you from the dead, watch, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believed and are justified, and it is with your mouth, watch, that you profess your faith and you are saved. I want you to look what the Bible says, that actually there's two places we're supposed to keep our faith. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. You ever heard someone say, my mouth, my heart was in my mouth? Well, that's a good place to have your heart if the right things are in your heart. You see, if your heart is full of fear and anxiety and depression, then all you're going to speak out is that fear and that anxiety and that depression. But if your heart is full of faith and your heart is in your mouth, then what's going to come out of your mouth is what's in your heart. And I just want to encourage us at the same principle of faith here. It's not enough to just have it in our heart. We've got to speak it. Some people say, well, I just believe in my heart. But the Bible says faith is voice activated. It's a requirement unto salvation that we believe in our heart and we speak it out with our mouth. So in other words, our faith takes shape in spoken words. The word of faith, listen to this, has to penetrate our hearts. What word have you got in trouble? David said, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. And I just want to encourage you. Some people, when it comes to sickness or needs, and all they talk about is that need and that problem and that challenge that you're facing, what word have you got? I love this. I wish I could do it. I can't. But I love sometimes to just get my Bible and say, Lord, I'm standing on your word, and I can say whatever you have said. So it's two places. The word you speak, listen to this, I want you to catch this, with your lips, seals your salvation. And Paul said, if you believe in your heart, confessing with your mouth, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, not with the mind, but with the mouth. I actually think you can talk yourself into salvation. And you can talk yourself right out of it. I believe you can talk yourself into healing and blessing. And you can talk yourself right out of it. You see, our mouths reveal what's in our heart. And our mouths, catch this now, seals what's in your heart. Our mouth reveals what's in our heart. And listen to this. Listen to it again. Our mouth, catch this, seals. You'll have whatever you say. I want to show you something here in Proverbs 16, verse 30. It says, moving his lips. It says, if you've played the fool, if you've planned evil in your heart, moving his lips, he brings evil to pass. Not his hands, but his lips, he brings evil to pass. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. It says here in Proverbs 30, verse 32, if you played the fool, watch this, and you exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, watch, clap your hand over your mouth. Come on, everybody, right now, we're watching online, wherever you are, give it a shot right now. Come on, interact with me. I want you to think about there's something that's coming up on the inside of you that maybe it's a fear and anxiety. You got to learn, don't let it come out of your mouth, because your mouth reveals what's in your heart, and your mouth seals what's in your heart. You'll have whatever you say. So rather than say, I knew that was going to happen. Oh, that'll never happen to me. I won't, I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to go down. Come on. Right now, everybody, put your hand over your own mouth because we're socially distancing, right? And so just put your hand over your own mouth and then afterwards, make sure you wash your hands. But look what the Bible says here. It says, if you thought evil and if you speak evil, it says you seal with your lips what's in your heart. So if you have evil in your heart, put your hands over your mouth. Don't let it come out. If you have fear in your heart, put your hand over your mouth. Don't let it come out. So the answer to the question is our faith should have been in the words of Jesus. He said, let's go over. He didn't say, let's go halfway out and all die. He said, we're going to the other side. We've got unfulfilled destiny. We've got things to do, people to see, demons to conquer. We've got land to take. We've got a purpose in our life. And we are not only going to get to the other side, but when we get there, we're going to bring freedom, life, and liberty. Listen to what Paul says in Psalm 39, verse 3. My heart, I'm closing right now. Watch this. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spoke I with my tongue. Here's the thought. Don't speak until, listen to it, your heart is on fire. Make sure, listen to it one more time. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Make sure you're meditating on the word of God. Make sure your heart is on fire with the word of the Lord, and then know what it is to speak. One more scripture here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 33. Are you enjoying this? Man, I'm loving preaching it. It says here, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Do you know, in times like this, we got to hold fast to the confession, the profession of our faith. I've heard people say, I know the Bible says, I know. Well, but that's not holding fast. Jehovah Jireh, he is my provider. He will supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory. He is the lifter of my head. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, O Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Come on, somebody. You got to learn to hold fast to the profession of your faith. I'm believing God in the name of Jesus for a cure for this coronavirus. I'm believing God for this to sit down. I'm believing God. I'm rebuking this in the name of Jesus. There is fear on the back of this. There is anxiety. There is depression on the back of this. None of those things are from God. Come on. Where is your faith? Amen. Amen. Well, I think that's a good word. I want to pray for everybody right now. I want to take time right now to pray for you. And I'm going to ask God to help us have a spirit of faith, to understand what it is to hold fast to the profession of our faith. He is the lifter of your head. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He is your healer. He is our God. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my deliverer, my God. In him will I trust. Amen. Come on. Father, I'm asking you right now, let faith come. Lord, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God. How important it is in these times, that we don't just hear all the news updates and all that's happening that is bad in our world. But Lord, how important it is, we're in a community of faith. We're an environment and an atmosphere. We come to you believing that you are, and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And God, I'm asking right now, let fear be gone. Let anxiety be gone. Let depression be gone. Let us, Lord, hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now for people who are sick, and I'm asking God, heal them. Lord, sinuses. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. People who are fearful right now, I thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. In Jesus' name. Church, we love you. Next Sunday, it's going to be Easter. And I've got a message for you. I haven't preached it before. It's called Resurrecting Hope. And I want to encourage you to do everything you can to get everybody watching next Sunday on our Resurrecting Hope Easter Sunday. It is going to be amazing in Jesus' name. I love you, church. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.